SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Donald Trump, center stage in Madison Square Garden and getting straight to the point.
I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
And the man hoping to become the 47th president summarized his agenda.
I'm here today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country. And I will bring back the American dream. We need the American dream to come back home.
The rally in New York has drawn tens of thousands of supporters. Also at srnnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's strike severely harmed Iran and the Brazz achieved all of its goals. Israeli warplanes early Saturday hitting several military targets in Iran in retaliation for the Iranian ballistic missile attack earlier in the month. Israeli spokesman Daniel Hagari warns Iran not to escalate.
If the regime in Iran were to make the mistake of beginning a new round of escalation, we will be obligated to respond. Our message is clear. All those who threaten the state of Israel and seek to drag the region into wider escalation will pay a heavy price.
A Polish radio station stirring up controversy after firing most of the air staff, then relaunching AI-generated broadcasters. One man who was fired has written a letter of protest. This is SRN News. Abortion is a litmus test for a lot of Americans.
A new study released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 41% of adults say they will only vote for a candidate who shares their views on abortion. 56% of Democrats say this, as do 36% of Republicans and 35% of independents. Meanwhile, the report indicates that 62% of Americans want to see abortion remain legal in all or most cases. That includes 86% of Democrats and 40% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights activists making renewed calls for an end to blasphemy laws in the globe. Some 79 different nations continue to enforce blasphemy statutes in such places like Afghanistan, Iran, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. Violation can often result to a sentence of death. This is SRN News. A different look at the upcoming election.
As the countdown continues in the race for the White House, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris are courting Native American voters in states where their vote could swing some of the most hotly contested counties in the country. Native American voters tend to favor Democrats at a higher rate, but they're more likely to vote Republican than Latinos or African Americans. And they're one of the least partisan and youngest voting demographics in the country. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden slamming Elon Musk for hypocrisy after a published report said that Musk once worked illegally in the U.S. South Africa-born Musk denies that allegation. Biden criticized Musk during a campaign stop over the weekend. A newspaper said Musk worked illegally in the country while on a student visa. Musk wrote on X, "I was, in fact, allowed to work in America." More details at srnnews.com.